Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show season 2 mix number
29.
Welcome to the Hello, the show. What's up, everyone? My name
is
JT.
What's up? It's Rika.
And if it's your first time to the podcast, you know, stay here. We got a lot to tell you, man.
You know.
Yeah, no.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, what's up, everybody? So this is the Halala Show where we talk about everything and anything under the sun. Mm-hmm. But we usually start with talking about, you know, what happened throughout the week in our lives. Mm-hmm. So that is called Where You Been. After where that, we talk about the TTs. What are the TTs?
The trending topics as of we're releasing this on a Monday, but we're recording on a Sunday evening. So as of Sunday night, the trending things that have been going on throughout the week, of course, we're going to be talking about the Olympics. The Olympics had their opening ceremony this past weekend. We'll talk about maybe some Philippine athletes that are there as well. And so far, like who's been at the top of their game in the medal count already. I know USA, I think, is about to lose to France in basketball, so
hey.
We'll update you on that shit, man. We also have the floods in I think I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. It's Zhangzhou, I think, but in mm-hmm. China, incredible disaster that happened over there.
Yeah,
incredible in the sense that it's so powerful how much it affected the area. It's crazy to watch the videos that you see online. And some COVID. You know, we haven't talked about COVID in a long time, right? But there is something, I think, some new information that is on everyone's mind, especially the new variant, the Delta variant. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about on today's TTs. But let's begin with where. Oh, you can go to those timestamps, by the way, if you want to go straight to the TTs. They are timestamped on the podcast description below. But let's do some where you been, Rika G. We want to go first.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, it's just been a really long week. I think probably because of the rain. I just realized, I was talking about it with a friend earlier, that it really affects my mood. I tend to overthink things, you know, during the rainy season and, you know, not in the best headspace. But I do want to take this as a blessing because it is our like opening week, like first week for 1C coffee. And I feel like it's a good sign, man. I feel like it's just a downpour of blessings, hopefully.
Nice.
But yeah, it has been raining the whole week. It's been hard to get. It was a holiday last Tuesday, remember? Mm-hmm. And during that day, actually, we had quite a few people over. And that was really nice because, you know, even though it's raining, people still want to enjoy, you know, a hot cup of coffee, I guess. And it's really been, I don't know, just chill week. I cannot describe it. You know, sometimes you don't know what day it is anymore. This is my week. Literally, I have no idea how I managed to just even work out at 5 a.m. because I know that I won't have time in the afternoon to work out. And you know how I need to have a workout every day, not because of like anything vain or whatever. It's because of my blood sugar. Mm-hmm. I cannot miss a day. So what I've been doing the whole week is I've been waking up at freaking 5 a.m. to run for 30 minutes and then frantically get ready in the morning before work at 6 a.m. This is like some Mark Zuckerberg shit, okay?
Are you a psychopath now?
I know, like I wear the same shit every day. No, I cannot. That's one thing I cannot do to myself, okay?
Okay.
fashion is my form of expression, and you cannot hold me down, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. You'll be working turtlenecks.
No,
Steve Jobs.
Oh, I wish I could, but it's fucking hot in here. Even though it's raining, sometimes it still can get a little hot, dude.
Oh, yeah,
you can't wear like sweaters and shit.
Legit, man.
But yeah, it's been really great this week. All I could talk about really is just one tea coffee. But yeah, I have been working out at 5 a.m. It feels like you've accomplished something, actually. You know, waking up before everybody else and you only see like one car on the road and you have everything. I'm actually planning to go on a bike ride at 4 a.m. I want to see how the roads are. Manila this week at 4 a.m. Hopefully we could get it done, me and my friends. It's just something that I really just want to have in my memory bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then,
pasok sa bagong curfew.
Pasok. Nice. Gago. But yeah, what else have I been doing? I lost my laptop charger because of, I don't know. I just keep changing bags, dude. It's just,
okay.
Yeah. And I haven't been on social media a lot because, you know, every day, I just try to learn from the people from, you know, around the coffee community. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. What else? Oh, I made something really nice today, actually, for dinner, like just earlier today. Aside from the guacamole I just made, fuck you all. I can make guacamole.
I love guacamole, man.
Dude, ang sarap. And then I know that it's not like traditional, but I put tuna so that I could, you know, make a sandwich out of it. But anyway.
Ano na yung going price out ng avocado? It must be expensive, okay. Right?
Yeah, I saw in the supermarket that it's like 90 pesos per pop. But this one, actually, my mom gave it to me from Pampanga, I think, or like somewhere there, Tarlac or something. So it's actually really nice. It seems like it's on steroids. You know how usually like the ones that you buy in the supermarket, it turns like veiny right away. I know that's not like the right term, but it turns like it turns veiny like
it
right
goes
away.
Bad or what?
No. It has like those strings, like those fibers. It has that. So with this one, the one that they got, it's been 3 days since I got it, and it's still freaking green, like it's from California. So yeah, it's pretty cool. But earlier today, because a lot of people have been eating ramen and shit, and you know how I just can't eat ramen outside unless it's with somebody. Because I feel like I can make it at home. So I did make like budget ramen today, and I just made it with like instant ramen, and then I put tofu and seaweed and vegetables and shit. It's really nice. What else did I do? I think that's it. Okay, something serious that I'm gonna share with you guys. Should I share it here? I don't know. I feel like I want to process it in this way. This is my way of processing it. For some reason, I had a lot of pent-up energy. The night before, I drank wine. I thought I was okay. You know, sometimes you really can't tell if people are going through some shit, okay? And for some reason, on Monday when I was at work, last Monday, I had a panic attack at work. And you know how it's like a out of body experience, and this is like the main message of this story, okay? Not trying to like get your pity or whatever, because it happens to a lot of people. And I actually like how, you know, my coworker Marky handled it with me, like literally because I didn't need anybody to comfort me or anything. He just kind of, you know, stood there and, you know, just sat beside me, and I really appreciated that. I don't know how other people would like to be comforted, but actually for me that was the perfect way. Just I know that somebody was there for me, and because it was in the middle of, you know, board work, I couldn't really play songs. I was just on the floor. It was more like an out of body experience. I was like looking at myself, and I wanted to tell myself stop, but whenever I wanted to stop or whenever I feel like stopping, my body just could not. And I don't know the psychology behind it. This is only the second time I've had a panic attack. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know the psychology behind it, but it feels tight inside, you know, like you're all of your organs in just one tiny box. Parang ganun yung na-feel ko. Thankfully, I think I want to be thankful because of our jobs. You know, our jobs are pretty dope in that way. We can play songs. We have conversations on air with the people that we like. Mm-hmm. So I got over it pretty quickly. I didn't get over the whole issue behind it quickly, but, you know, the whole panic attack, yeah. I got over it quickly. But
I get what you mean though about your organs in one box, because I think I haven't had panic attacks like throughout my life. I don't think it's really happened to me. It did happen to me. I think I talked about it. I'm not sure if I talked about it on here or with you, but when I was turning 30, I had a panic attack, man, because I was like, what's going on in my life? And it does feel like you can't control what's going on, and you're trying to stop, right? You're trying to stop. But then, at least you said you were more sitting down. Is that what happened? Or you were?
Yeah, all of a sudden I was just on the floor, and I was just sitting down on the floor, and I was wearing my jacket. So I kind of like, I balled myself up in my jacket. Like those little details that I only remember like days after. I didn't remember it right after when it happened. So
yeah, mine was on my balcony. I was sitting, and it was like I was short of breath. Constant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I felt when I had mine.
Yeah, it's kind of like your heart is racing.
Yeah.
And you can't control it, right?
Yeah. Even if and like it's like you had too much coffee, way too much coffee.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I felt like that was the reason why I could I've been biking a lot also, you know, so that I can release everything. Mm-hmm. And on some level, like I feel like it's freeing because you're on the road. Like you can literally go anywhere you want with your bike. So so to anybody, you know, going through that kind of shit and who went through, you know, like let's say panic attacks, I feel for you, and I don't know really what to say after that. But yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone, I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer, but
I get it. Yeah. Like it's just it's an honest thing that you told us. So
yeah,
I'm sure a lot of our listeners have maybe experienced something similar. So I'm sure there are also a few who haven't experienced it. So yeah. Maybe you gave them some insights onto what it might feel like if it ever comes across. Because the first time I had it, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like I was like, what's going on? Because it's never happened to me before. And I see myself, there are some people that are prone to maybe constant panic attacks, or maybe even as often as weekly or daily, right? Especially if you're, you know, if there's something going on in your life, whatever. But for me, I've been, I'm pretty, I don't really stress a lot about stuff. And not that stress is the only cause of a panic attack, but when it first happened to me, I didn't know why it did. It was weird. Weird. So there we go, man. Anything else this week, Finn?
That's it, Finn.
I'm trying to work my way backwards so that my memory's fresh. I did visit Rika at 1C.
I know. Coffee. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, oh, it's raining hard, but you know, actually, once you get inside that little corner the rain can't touch you, it was actually kind of nice that it rained in a way. You know, it felt
it's cool,
cinematic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like you're in a hole in the wall. You know what I mean?
And you're just kicking it with your homies and chatting with I was chatting with some guy I just met there.
Right.
It's like, what's up, man? What's your name?
I mean, that's like the whole point of our whole setup, really. It's really to just connect with people that you vibe with and over coffee. And that's why I think this space is also perfect for people who just want to talk. You don't need to know their whole life story. If you just kind of want to release some energy, then go ahead.
Yeah. Question, do they allow you to play music there or like a radio? Can you have a radio set up in the corner?
Yeah, we do have like speakers, like small, like the small speakers, but we can't really blast music.
Yeah, yeah,
it's more just like, you know, under your breath kind of thing. Okay. Because the other tenants of that building, they're pretty far away, and they're most of the time they're just inside their units. So it doesn't really bother them. Hopefully it doesn't.
Have you made what do you call it? Like my customers from the unit, owners. Do you know them by name already? what's up, like, John?
One by one.
The regular John?
The regular. No, but the John that, you know, just goes out of their unit in their boxer briefs or something.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
We do have that.
Nice. Nice.
Neighbor, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. but yeah, we do have a couple of customers from the actual building. So I think that's pretty cool. You know how like it's your neighborhood coffee shop. You can just like chill out there. Even if you don't buy coffee, you just want to say hi.
You guys
hi,
got
go
the
ahead.
Best crinkles. You need to flex
it's
your
really,
crinkles.
I know. Bro. It's really the crinkles, bro. That's why it was done. It was done at the end of it. It wasn't even the end of the week. It was just like Saturdays. Yeah.
I know, man. So good. Other than that, I watched some stuff lately. Actually, I just like you, I started on the, I just randomly saw the trailer on Netflix again for Good Doctor, and look, you know, it looked like House, but not House. You know what I mean? You know, medical drama and whatnot. So, I put that in, like I tried to watch that. Are you done with it? Reeks? Medical or not medical doc, the Good Doctor?
Yeah. I haven't finished The Good Doctor. I'm only on the first couple of episodes, but I have watched a lot of the other like scenes from other episodes because of YouTube, and TikTok. The premise is pretty interesting. Yeah. And
TikTok. Part one.
How did you know?
Part one. I understand, but I they do it because of the algorithm though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I have to look for the fucking video on their page.
I know.
Like, where is it,
bro? And then you have to look at the date, and then you have to search for it on their feed and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm on episode 3. So far, I like it. It's like a not reverse House, but it's just, you know, it's about a savant doctor who's doesn't really fit in because they're not what most people would deem normal. Because in House, right, he's super, super smart, but he's also like an asshole.
But he's also an asshole, yeah.
Yeah. And this one, it's this guy who's like, he's like a functioning, he's got autism, but he's like a functioning autistic, you know, he's functioning autistic doctor who has like different, you know, he has different skills, like his memory is incredible, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Analyzing. So it's really good, man. So I'm going to keep watching it. And plus I like that how it's not finished yet. I mean, in terms of it's still an ongoing show.
Right.
So at least I can still go on for the ride for that. So I watched that Piolo Pascual.
Oh, really? My Amanda. Yeah.
And Alessandra De Rossi.
How was it? She liked it?
Good. Oh, it was actually very, very good, man. I like Pinoy romance movies. This is like a rom-com, I would say. There's a lot of funny parts, and it's really just them two for the whole movie, pretty much.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah, I mean, there's barely any side characters, and I think the strength of the film is really their chemistry, their dialogue, because the story is, I mean, just no spoilers, but the story is they're best friends who just support each other through life.
Right. Wait, so but did they fall for each other?
You have to watch it because you'd have to watch it. I'll leave that up to you to kind of decide what exactly the dynamic of their thing is. But it feels so real, man. Like there are some parts where I'm like, okay, that's a little bit cheesy, but the dialogue is reminiscent of what I, because I've had friends, now best friends before who was like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the dynamic between guy girl best friends, sometimes it people don't understand that if they have if you're a guy and you have a guy best friend, if you're a girl and you have a girl best friends, it might come off as kind of strange, but for me it felt like, wow, this reminds me of when I had like a best friend who was a girl. It was very, very good. I thought it was very, very good. It was number two on Netflix, so I just checked it. I was like, oh, this is really good.
Right. I actually always come across that theory where people just like blatantly say that a guy cannot be friends with a girl that they're not even like clip, like surface level attractive. Listen, okay. Like a guy cannot be friends with a girl without them thinking that they're attractive. Not because they want to be, you know, they want to like hook up with them or whatever. They just need to find the girl attractive. And then the other way around, and then with a girl, they need to have like a certain level of emotional connection with a guy best friend. So, and it can't just be just the physical. You know what I mean? That's like one of the theories. And I keep seeing on TikTok, like guys, hear me out. You can't be, you know, like you know, sabi na parang, ask yourself this, like on some level, you find your girlfriend attractive or best friend.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly.
Because,
yeah.
Because attraction doesn't necessarily, like you said, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, physical or sexual, or even like, let's say emotional attraction doesn't necessarily mean like you're in love with them.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're attracted, because in a way with all your group of friends, there's some sort of attraction, but not necessarily in the definition that most people would associate it with, because you're attracted to, let's say this guy, like, let's say I have a guy best friend. I'm attracted to his like, you know, his personality. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be with him like physically or whatever. I'm not attracted to him in that way. But because he gives me, you know, he makes me feel good about myself. You know, he hypes me up when he played Call of Duty, for example. I mean, for me, that's a person that is, I want to
attractive
be around with, right? It's attractive.
Yeah.
It's an attractive quality.
Exactly.
I get it. Yeah. So that's kind of my week. I ate that Kanta Freestyle after going to 1C.
Damn.
You know, shout out to their New Zealand tapa. Shout out to Chef
Arch. It's really
a
no-no. It's really like one of the stops that you need to make when you're in Capitolio. Either Caution Hot, Charlie's, or Cilantro, and Kanta Freestyle.
Other one,
Three Sisters.
Hindi, yung sa tapat ng yung sister company ng Baba Ganoush. Juanitos.
Oh, Juanitos. Exactly. Like, you know, there's like so you feel spots, like man. when you go to Capitolio, alam mo, dapat kainan na natin tong isang spot because we're already exactly. here. Exactly. Oh, by the way, Marky passed by earlier at 1C.
Really?
And that's exactly what they were thinking. Like, you know what? Since we're already in Capitolio, they kept asking us, like, where do we eat here? Right. Because we're already here. It is kind of like a food spot. You know what I mean? And that's actually one of my dreams, like, to actually have this, you know, when the lockdown is over.
Yeah.
You know, have this alive again, this street. Because this street that, you know, that street, the strip of restaurants, it's pretty alive. Remember, like, before?
Yeah.
Before the whole pandemic and even before that, you know, a lot of people actually go here for food.
Yeah, it's one of the kind of the street, like the well-known street, like, or areas, not just street, but like the area. So
it's kind of like Maginhawa.
Maginhawa, right, is another one. Taft,
Aguirre.
I guess, to some extent. Aguirre.
Aguirre, uh-oh.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot outside of Metro Manila, but I haven't been able to go to those. But those are the ones that I'm familiar with. So yeah, did that. Ano pa ba? What else did I do? Oh, I ate at Banana Leaf. You ever eat there?
Yes.
Banana Leaf, so good. Their laksa, their rice. I forgot the name of the rice. With the pineapples. Oh, so good. And more, you know, more cryptocurrency stuff that you guys don't want to hear about, right? You know, buying stuff that isn't in that doesn't have a physical presence. Yeah, I'll just tell you one quick story. I spent money on a kumbaga para siyang ticket to a game that doesn't exist yet.
What? Tell me
yeah.
more.
No, it's crazy. Like, okay, so there's this, you know how Axie Infinity is like an NFT blockchain game. So there are a bunch of those kind of games being developed right now. So I'm looking for like the next big one. You know, so I was looking, doing my research, and I found one, and the game doesn't, it's still in development, but the first like early access is set to come out in January of next year. Or no, not January, quarter one of next year. But they wanted limited slots for people. So they put out para siyang ano, sale where my timer na it counts down until the start of the sale. And I kid you not, Rika G, in 1 minute, all of the parang early passes sold out. Everything in 1 minute. It was insane.
Were you one of them?
I got the gold pass. And here's the crazy thing is that, like, there are silver and, you know, a jade pass as well. The silver pass went for like $300, $300 US. People were selling them, reselling them at like $1,500, and people were buying them. That's what's insane to me. So technically, I feel like I could sell my gold for like $2,000 US. Jeez. And it's just an imaginary ticket for a game that hasn't even confirmed that it's going to release yet. That's what I'm doing in life. Right.
Wait, so there's a possibility that
it might not work out. I mean, but that's why you do your research, your due diligence, you're hoping, you're looking at the development team behind it, and you're like, oh, this looks pretty legit. But still, the fact that there's no, you know, there's no guarantee is pretty wild to me that I did that. So that's my life, man. That's my life. The cryptocurrency game that I'm slowly learning a little bit from Broad Fitz. Shout out to Broad Fitz, who's been helping me out, but also just YouTube article. Every day I'm reading articles. Every day I'm reading YouTube videos, just trying to learn and understand terminology and how like the market, how, you know, since it's so volatile, like what to look out for. So hopefully in like a year, I'm like really well versed in it to the point that I can kind of maybe tell people exactly, because I'm just guessing a lot of the time, man.
Do I sense a third podcast about cryptocurrency?
Nah. But yeah, so that's my week, man. Finn, let's go. What, pal? Let's start with, what do you want to start with? The more light stuff, or you want to delve right into the heavy stuff?
Let's go with the heavy hitters, dude.
Let's go with the heavy hitters. Okay, so let's talk about the floods in China. It's actually Zhengzhou. I think that's the correct pronunciation. I had to look it up just to make sure. So in Zhengzhou, which is spelled Zhengzhou, I'm sorry if I'm butchering the pronunciation, but there was something, which the term that I never heard before. It's called a cloud burst. Have you ever heard that? A cloud burst?
I have never.
Yeah. So a cloud burst, you know, like in the meteorological definition, it's a sudden, very heavy rainfall, usually local in nature and of a brief duration. And it was a record setting. It was like a year's worth of rainfall in the span of like 2 to 3 days of sorts. And I even retweeted a video that I saw online of the rains were crazy, man. Like the water levels were so high that in the subway, the subways, there's a video of people in a subway and the water was up to their necks, man.
Dude, rose that quickly.
Yeah. In the span of that you know, few days when it happened, because it's a year's worth of rain, right, all in one go. So that's like a kind of a mental image of what a cloud burst is, at least, you know, my basic understanding. For any meteorologists out there, I'm sure you could probably delve into it more.
They're probably like super busy right now. Huh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's also, you know, there's a bunch of stories kind of coming out of there. Kind of a sad one, but also medio, I would say, very cool in a way, is that, okay, so there were these cars that were caught in a tunnel.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, 4 people did pass. However, there's a story that came out of there that more people probably would have died if it wasn't for a semi-retired special forces commando who swam back and forth amongst, you know, colliding vehicles to rescue drowning drivers inside a tunnel. It's wild, man. Like that is, you know, that there's tunnels that are flooding. You know, if you go on YouTube and just search Zhengzhou floods, the videos that you see are, wow, it is. And it's not just in China lately that there's been kind of occurrences of flooding. There are some videos of flooding in Europe. It's really another rude wake up call from Mother Nature about global warming. So the talks of global warming have kind of been put once again on the forefront for a lot of people. You know, Greta Thunberg levels kind of thing. You know how when Greta Thunberg made her, you know, made a big splash in social media the last few years. So it's kind of brought it up to people's attentions again, and the devastation there. I'm just hoping everyone there in Zhengzhou is all right.
Yeah, I mean, even here in the Philippines, we experience like heavy rainfall this week. Is it a storm?
It was a storm? Typhoon. It was a typhoon.
Yeah, it was a typhoon, right?
Luckily here, at least where we live, it didn't hit us that hard. But it was Fabienne. It was
Typhoon Fabienne.
It's now, according to recent news from yesterday, that the storm signal has lifted as Fabienne exited the Philippine area of responsibility. So hopefully it's gone. You know, hopefully things clear up. It didn't last as long as like Ondoy or whatever. So.
I did see a lot of villages, especially in the east, like Antipolo, Marikina area. You know, they're pretty flooded up there. And that's a sad thing. You know what I mean? Like I heard some people, oh, they're used to it and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
You know, it's sad that, you know, we go through that every year and the homes are destroyed, right?
Yeah, there's a video that went viral on Twitter as well about, I think, a woman in maybe Germany or whatever, where a flash flood of sorts hit. It might not be Germany, but somewhere in a more affluent country, you know, like a more first world country. And they interviewed a woman, and her quote, although understandable in the sense that I don't think she meant any harm by it, but her quote was something along, and not verbatim, but the quote was like, this is something that you might expect to come out of maybe Asia, but you'd never think it would happen here. And I don't think she meant any sort of racism or looking down upon like Asian countries, but the fact that, like you said, you know, they're used to it here, especially here when you talk about, oh, sanay na sila sa mga ano, baha.
Yeah.
That mindset is not something that really we should go like that people should carry over where anywhere in the world. Like this can happen to anyone and everywhere. And this is, and that global warming is not just a localized problem for, let's say, third world countries who it's everybody's problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, hopefully everybody's safe. Mm-hmm. And let's hope that, you know, next week, you know, that the weather would be better. Actually, just yesterday, I don't know if you were just trying to manifest it. I don't know if you can manifest the weather.
Yeah.
But we were just like, I feel like tomorrow will be super sunny. And
yeah, Sarah Heron, rain dance.
Oh, but no, it was not. But it was really just wishful thinking. Actually, right now, actually, when I got home, I don't know why, but my floor was damp. You know what I mean? Like, it's just everywhere is just damp. And it smells like just, it doesn't smell great. So I am planning to have, like, a deep cleaning of my whole apartment after this whole storm. I just need it, dude. I need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully the world heals a little bit more, and that, you know, people affected in Zhengzhou and just anywhere around the world, whether by the typhoons here as well, that it gets better. All right. Wapow. All right. Let's talk COVID, man. It's been a while since we talked about COVID.
Okay.
So we'll just do a little bit of kind of a refresher update of what's going on that I'm sure most of you have been following up on anyway. But
I forgot to include it in my titis, but I did get my first dose. I got my first dose, and finally I was out maybe one day. But thankfully that was it. The next day I worked out. So I felt okay, but it was still, you know, my arm was still heavy, and I was really wondering why it happens that way, even with other vaccines, you know, like your arm feels heavy. And then I just have this visual that there's like a pocket in your arm that the vaccine is there, and it just did, you know, it's didn't like there spread.
To protect you.
I know. It's like they're all like in your arm. But yeah, ganon. But I mean, now I'm feeling better. The wait was probably like not even an hour. And what the funny thing is, because I only see it online, they did play like the graduation march in the, you know, the pre-screen, the post-screening area. Yeah. But the remix version, dude, the palengke version.
Jeepney version.
Jeepney version. Ang ganda, sobra. I mean, I think it was really nice. You know, it lifted people's spirits and it was really nice.
That's cool. You know, it's good that you brought that up because the thing that is worrisome now is the Delta variant of the COVID virus, which is the most contagious one right now that is, you know, out and about in the world. It's more contagious than the other strains that has shut down the world effectively. So the DOH, just even like all medical specialists around the world, are saying that unvaccinated people are at risk. And if you know, once you get your second dose, you are actually better protected from the Delta variant. So vaccination is the best protection against the Delta variant, according to various medical sites. You can just do it online. But this one I'm reading off yalemedicine.org. So it's a legitimate, you know, it's a legitimate site, right?
Source.
Source, yeah. And in here in the Philippines, we've had several cases already right now. As of Sunday, there's been at least 119 known cases, but we kind of have to remind ourselves that there are probably more than that because of people maybe who are not who aren't tested for it. There's the number could be a lot higher, but confirmed cases as of July 25, 2021, it's 119 cases. And because of that, they've also enforced a lockdown or a curfew back in Metro Manila from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., which started today on a Sunday. And as for now, they haven't said how long it's going to run for.
Yeah, I kind of get it, though. I get it. And I feel like at this point, we're already used to it. Parang feeling ko it's not a shock anymore when we have, you know, another, is it GCQ? GCQ. I feel like even if they lift the GCQ, people still, I act like, you know, we're still under lockdown, which is great. I mean, I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong.
I get it.
You know, it'll never, because we don't want to like go back to normal. And then once they enforce another lockdown, we have to shift everything again. It seems like people are getting accustomed. That's the term I want to use. And I was just thinking about it. Are we going to have another Christmas like that? And I don't want to expect anything that can go back to like normal. So maybe this Christmas would be probably the same as the last, right?
Yes. It probably for good. It's good reason to have that same kind of Christmas, because if we're all at home, at least we're safer for now, because it is what they are deeming the fastest and the fittest variant of the SARS-CoV-2 or the COVID-19 virus. So it's not like it's just, you know, it's July already, but the first kind of instances were found here around May from fishermen, and then there have been a lot of people who've been not diagnosed. What's the term? You know, like they tested
they
positive
the
for
virus. Yeah,
they caught the virus. Who have come from abroad? Because the origins of the Delta variant were from India, and it spread there like crazy. So right now, it's not. We haven't reached that stage, according to this Rappler article that I'm reading. That can we deal with this? And they say yes, we can. It's just that the hospitals have to be prepared. Right now, apparently, they have enough ventilators to deal with what's going on right now. But the estimations are they actually need double in case it does take off. So things like the GCQ, things like the curfew, are meant to curb the numbers down. And there was, of course, some sort of, I've been seeing on Twitter, I mean, you can, you know, we're not going to judge you how you feel about the curfew. There are some people that I've seen who are not against the curfew, but they're kind of questioning the effectivity of the curfew. Certain jokes being like, my time pala lang, lumalabas lang pala yung Delta pag ganitong oras or whatever. I kind of get the frustration. And some are saying that because of these curfews, baka may siksikan sa biyahe if ever. I'm not exactly sure how that works. If people work between the curfew hours, I don't know if that will, how that will impact, let's say, people crowding more into places. But there is a recommendation, according to the Healthcare Professional Alliance for COVID-19 here in the Philippines. The strategy is called APAT DAPAT, or APAT. So these are the things to reduce the risk. Once again, we've heard, all heard this: air circulation, P. Mm-hmm. So that's A. P is physical distancing. Yeah. A is always wear a face mask and face shield. And T is 30-minute interactions or less. So outdoor activities, 30-minute interactions at probably the most.
Straight off of Rabisco, man. They should pay Rabisco. That's the Rabisco line.
Yeah. So, you know, just to all the Leche fans out there, no matter where you are in the world, the Delta variant is around. So get vaccinated. I know
Please.
I haven't gotten it yet, but I am scheduled already for this month. And they say that you need at least the second dose to be at the most protected from it. So get your doses in, because you do have to wait for your second dose. So the sooner that you can get it scheduled, hopefully LGUs, because it's usually, I'm sure for most of you, it's not by choice that you're not getting the vaccine yet. It's because you haven't been texted. Yeah. I know, Rika, you had to actually go somewhere else, right? Because
I did. Right? I had to. And I was thinking, is this a bad thing? Am I taking, a spot away from someone? But I mean, because even that day, they still had free slots.
Yeah.
You're not
cutting in line any. Like, if this was early, when priority was older people or the ones who were, comorbidity or whatever.
True. Yeah, I'm under A3.
You qualify anyway.
That's true. But I mean, the vaccine is really just for everybody. Just get vaccinated.
Yes.
And let's do it efficiently and quickly. Hopefully the LGUs would give us that. So there you go.
Yeah. So to all the Leche fans, if you have any thoughts about the GCQ, the reinforced GCQ, the curfew, hit us up on the Facebook Facebook group and let us know your thoughts about that. But shall we wapow to the last TT?
Yeah.
All right, last TT, the Olympics. It's the 2020 Olympics, because it's been postponed. It was postponed from last year, so it's still the 2020 Olympics, although it's 2021. And right now, we'll just do a quick medal count as of Sunday. China is in the lead with 11 medals, with 6 of them being gold. Japan, the host country, is in second place, and the United States is at number 3 with a total of 10 gold medals. But Japan has more gold medals, but they only have 6. Yeah.
So it's basically home court all the time, right, for Japan?
Yep. I guess so, right? I guess it is.
Oh, but I mean, because I've seen a lot of TikTok videos of Olympians in the Olympic Village, and they're touring people around, which is pretty cool. I forgot the TikTok account, but they're Team USA, I believe, or probably Australia or something. But they've been touring people around. It's pretty cool. I've only seen a couple of videos, but from what I've seen, they have these cardboard box beds where they can actually, put it together by themselves, and even have extensions if you're taller. And and they explain that it doesn't mean that, they're because it's an affordable choice, but I think they're trying to be environmentally friendly with the Olympic Village. And then they even took around, their followers in the dining hall, wherein they all have these protective, the acrylic shields that we have. And then everything is sanitized. They have their own spoon, forks and stuff. And they can only take out their their face masks when the food is ready and they're in front of, you know, the food is in front of them and they can only eat for 10 minutes so that they're only exposed for like 10 minutes at a time, which I kind of get. I would be extra, extra careful, especially you're in the Olympics, first of all. You're already there at the peak of your career and you don't want to catch a freaking virus when you're already there. And plus you're all cramped up into one place. So I kind of get it. They're also not complaining when they're doing that. They're more like just taking people around, which is pretty fun. And remember that one NBA player that I really like because he posts a lot of YouTube videos that's like high quality, Matisse Thybulle. He is back with more vlogs, man. Yeah, I am so excited. I think he is Team Australia this time. So and he, you know, he would just like take people around as well. It's pretty cool. You guys should check him out again. Kind of took me back to, I don't know why. So I was updated the NBA only because of Matisse Thybulle.
When they were in the
when
Disneyland,
they had the bubble. It was pretty cool.
We'll talk about basketball actually again in just a short while, but just the opening ceremony, you know, it was broadcast yesterday, and
shout out to Team Philippines.
Team Philippines, and you know, one of the stories again. If I don't know if you caught the 2016 Olympics, the guy from Tonga, the shirtless guy, the judo guy. His name is Pita Taufatofau Taufatofua. I think I'm saying his name correctly. So he came out with his oiled body, his 12 pack. Making the rounds again. And I did not know that he was actually also a winter Olympian. So he's not only a judo guy, he's also a Olympic skier. Isn't that crazy?
Two sport? No I way. Know, to be at the top of your game with for two sports? Yep. That is something else. That's a machine, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I've also been into? Speed wall climbing.
On TikTok.
That shit is, I know, that shit is intense, dude. That shit is intense. Like, literally, I was shouting. And, you know, with sports, most of the time, I don't really, like, shout that much. But that was, wow, that's exciting.
Anyway. Philippines was led in at least the ceremony was led by boxer Yumir Marcial and judoka Kiyomi Watanabe, who served as the flag bearers along with the rest of the Philippine athletes. So just a quick recap lang of our Philippine team. So we all know Carlos Yulo. We've talked about him on the podcast before. He's actually was able to, he didn't make it. He crashed out of five events, so he can't medal in five events. But he did advance to the finals for the vault, where he scored high enough. He got into sixth place, so only eight spots available for a chance to win a medal. That's going to be later on this week. So we still have a chance for Carlos Yulo to win a medal for us. Also, shout out to our boxers. So Irish Magno and Nesty Petesio also won and are advancing to the round of 16. I don't know if they can meet each other. Like, is that, I don't know the brackets, but what it could be a Philippine versus Philippine showdown. Who knows?
In the
future. Okay. So I'm hoping that they both make it at least to the, you know, the final. So if ever we'll get a gold and a silver, no matter what happens. That's happening right there. And ano pa ba? Yeah, that's pretty much like you can just look online what's going on. Team USA just lost like an hour before we recorded to France. Their first loss since the 2004 Olympics. And people are, you know, very baffled because this is a team that has.
It's an all-star team, Durant, like you said.
Devin Booker, you know, Bam Adebayo, Damian Lillard, like the biggest names in the NBA. Some of the biggest names are all here. And it is crazy that they lost. To me, I was watching the game. I was like, what? They are playing so awful with no chemistry. Because in a way, the other national teams have been practicing probably for longer. Because there's even like some of the Milwaukee Bucks players, two of the Milwaukee Bucks players who just won a championship last week. They just flew to Japan like yesterday or 2 days ago. So they haven't even had time to practice with the other players. So there's people are saying it's a lack of chemistry or whatever. But yeah, I feel like they're going to make it out of the group stage. I still feel like they're going to win gold. But it's kind of an embarrassing loss.
But just
at least
right
for
now,
Team USA.
Just right now.
It's not looking good right now. They need to make adjustments.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the Olympics. I don't know. We'll probably not update you unless something big happens for Team Philippines. We're probably just not going to talk about the Olympics too much in the next mix or the Le Chica. But go watch the Olympics. The Pope even tweeted about it. I forgot his exact tweet, but the Pope said something along the lines of, you know, in a very difficult time when COVID has kind of been very tough, it's a win for all of us because it's all the world, the nations kind of uniting together.
Oh, that's such a nice message, which is true. It's true.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to the Olympics. That is, I don't know if you can watch where to watch online, but here's the shameless plug. I know there are some like USA legit websites that stream it. And how can you get there? NordVPN.
Yes. They have an amazing discount for you. And on top of that, you get 4 months free if you use our code, which is halo halo. Right.
Yeah. So just check the link in the description below, nordvpn.com/halohaloshow, and it's all there. You'll just write it down and you get a great deal. We've had a lot of fantastic feedback from our fellow Lecce fans already who have gotten it, whether they're in the Middle East, and they can't access certain sites and it's been working for them. We've also had Lecce fans from here who said, oh my God, I can watch now Disney Plus, blah, blah, blah,
or get
cheaper flights, et cetera, as we mentioned before. So NordVPN, but that's the TTs for today. Be safe, everyone, from the Delta variant.
Yes.
Stay indoors as much as possible.
Stay dry, everybody.
Stay dry.
Do what makes you happy. And don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Let Spotify know that you guys listen to the Halo Halo Show.
Yes. We'll do shout outs and stuff on the Lecheca, which is going to be out on Wednesday.
Yes.
Go check out 1C Coffee. I'll be there like every week, man. Randomly. I'm going to pop up randomly and Arika and I will just, you know, shoot the shit over there. So, you know, you never know. You might run into Arika more likely, but you might run into the dynamic duo over there.
Yeah. Right. That's going to be a plus. Shout out to the Leche fans who passed by this week as well. Thank you guys. For the support.
Oh, we might carry the shirts there. I don't know. I'm asking Rika. If you want to get the shirts and get some coffee, Rika might be there with the shirts in hand. Okay.
Why not? Right. Yeah. Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram, and email us.
Email us thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. We'll catch you all on Wednesday for another Lechica. If you want to answer our ask some gratis question, follow our IG. That's where we usually post, and we might post some stuff on our Facebook group. So it's the Halo Halo Show Lecce fam. That's enough plugging for now. Let's do an extra song, Rika G. Halo Halo Show.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.